During this season of giving and receiving, let's focus on Chester County women and girls benefiting from high school students who in turn profit from firsthand experience pertaining to the power of advocacy and the importance of philanthropy to make a real difference in the lives of those in need. Joining me is Michelle Legaspi-Sanchez, Executive Director of the Chester County Fund for Women and Girls. Michelle, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
What is the work of this specific fund?
Our organization has been around for 20 years, and our whole mission is to ensure that women and girls have the resources and opportunities to thrive. In the last 20 years, we have granted out $3 million to about 71 organizations serving women and girls in Chester County. We've also been involved in education and advocacy initiatives. But one way that we have been doing our grant making is through our Girls Advisory Board.
And with that, let's bring in two of the advisory board members. These are high school students, Emery Chiappa and Bess Nyblom. Emery, Bess, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Now, I understand that, Emery, you have tenure over Bess. This is your second year of involvement.
Yes, it's my second year.
So what is the work of the advisory board? How did you come to it?
Well, I discovered it through my grandma, who has a friend on the board, and she told my grandmother about the work that GAB does. So I applied, and it was really interesting to me how we're able to learn about all the difficulties that women and girls in our community face, and we're allowed to discuss this, and then we're able to go to these nonprofits and give out grants to the nonprofits.
And so, Bess, what are some of the philanthropies that this entity is involved with?
So this year, we decided to fund five different organizations. They're called Mom's House, Legal Aid of Southeastern Pennsylvania, La Comunidad Hispana, the Domestic Violence Center of Chester County, and Community Volunteers in Medicine.
And do they apply for these grants, or you just study these different funders and decide who is worthy of bestowing the monies on?
Our first meeting as a group, the Girls Advisory Board, we decided on and narrowed down funding priorities, which ended up being access to sexual and reproductive health care and education, support for low-income and single mothers to increase financial security, and support for women affected by violence. And then we sent out these priorities to the community and invited organizations to apply. And we read through those applications and visited the sites and decided on which organizations to fund.
One of the key components of our board is about unity. So a lot of the girls will have their opinion and we all come together in the end.
Michelle, who have been some of the major recipients of this work and how do you measure success year to year?
Mm-hmm. Well, what's remarkable about the Girls Advisory Board is that what they decide to fund, the priority areas, are driven by the girls. The priority areas that Bess has mentioned was this year's, but in years past, it's been different. So we've seen human trafficking as something that's important to the girls or educational opportunities for young girls. So in terms of consistency among grantees, it can really vary, which I think is a good thing because it really reflects what the girls are seeing in their communities.
What is the major need in 2018? Is it education? Is it health? Is it welfare?
I think education for young girls, that's something that I've always been passionate about, is making sure that young girls get quality education from preschool to high school and then on to college. So for me, that's probably one of my biggest priorities.
For Chester County, which is a very wealthy county, there's a lot of poverty. And so the fact that one of our funding priorities is to help single mothers and low-income families increase financial security, that's very important to me.
Are there any specific ways that come to mind of how that end can be achieved?
Like, for instance, Mom's House, they provide free childcare for single parents or low-income parents who are looking to get degrees and improve their education. Sometimes childcare is a stopping block for them getting that education. So we really loved what Mom's House did for them.
Aside from our grant making and our Girls Advisory Board, one thing that the fund does is research into the community. So we had released a blueprint report last year in 2016. And one of the major data points that really has struck a chord in the community is the fact that childcare costs are so high. 40% of a single mom's income in Pennsylvania goes to childcare costs. And so to see such young women be able to really make a difference by investing in an organization that is addressing that need directly is really powerful.
What are the advantages and challenges of having an all-girl service working with and then for women and girls in need in Chester County?
And it was nice to just find like-minded girls who have the same aspirations as me, and we're able to discuss, you know, our personal beliefs, you know, and what's happening in our community. So it's just nice to have girls to relate to.
And it's very important when we have a group of students coming together to give out grants that they be able to understand and empathize with the people that we'd be serving. And so the fact that we're all girls, we are going to grow up and we're going to become women and perhaps maybe need these services. So we have to be able to understand that and empathize with that.
From my experience in working with the fund and being the mother of girls, you know, a lot of change can be made by influencing young women and girls. And so being part and seeing this program in action and just unleashing their power and equipping them, I think is extremely powerful. And thinking about all the issues that we are facing, you know, there's hope. There's definitely, it gives hope for future generations by knowing that these girls are equipped and empowered to take on the challenges.
Well, Michelle, Emery, and Bess, it's so wonderful and important the work you're doing during this holiday season and throughout the year. Thanks for making time for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
Michelle Legaspi Sanchez, Executive Director of the Chester County Fund for Women and Girls, and Girls Advisory Board members Emery Chiappa and Bess Nyblom.